Good morning. With us on a Wednesday morning, our political observer, Alan Shartok, and of course, the news from the elections in Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud party has prevailed in a resounding victory, Alan.
You know, the Netanyahu strategy was to tack right, as they say in sailing. And he astounded everybody because he had been going under the idea that there could be a Palestinian state. But as I have pointed out in my commentaries, it was clear that he really wasn't interested in making that deal. And then, right before the election, he throws this sort of bomb on security, and he says, while I'm prime minister, will be no two-state solution. Now, if you're living over here, you might say, oh, that's too bad because that's the hope of the future for the Middle East. But if you're living in Israel, you might have a different view of it, which I think is that security trumps everything else. It certainly does here in the United States. We see election after election in which somebody says, okay, your security is more important than anything else. And that is exactly what explains this victory. As I said on the roundtable yesterday morning, security trumps all. Now the question on Israel, of course, is whether or not the United States gets put into a bad situation here, because obviously Netanyahu showed up, he did a good speech, he was wildly applauded, the aura didn't seem to last all that long, but this puts the president into a terrible situation in terms of what he does. Now, if some of the Arab countries decide they want to attack again Israel, it has always been the United States which has been the backup for Israel. And I think Netanyahu and his advisors must all know that. There have been some pretty dicey situations in which if the U.S. hadn't come in, things might not have turned out the same way for Israel.
At the New York State Capitol, we're reading this morning here from the Times Union, Alan, Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Assembly Democratic majority have struck a two-way deal on ethics overhaul, placing significant pressure on the state Senate Republican majority to sign on to the deal within the framework of the state budget. I'd have more details for you and our listeners, but there aren't that many.
That's right. Transparency aside, which is what we are all being told, is it's so important. And yet, David, it is interesting that they announce a settlement, but unfortunately, you can't know what's in it. Now, we do know that the governor had 5 points that he said had to be done. Quoting from the Times Union, they included disclosure of elected officials' outside income, including legal fees and the clients who pay them, a change in the per diem system, in other words, how much you get every day, either show up or in some cases don't show up, and new campaign finance rules that would prohibit personal use of campaign funds. Well, you know, everybody's waiting to see whether the governor folds. Now, Hasty obviously didn't like getting this pressure. And maybe with a nod towards his own conference, he says, I continue to challenge the media and the public to be concerned about the legislature being threatened into negotiation. What? The fact of the matter is you're not doing it on your own. The governor comes along. As you all know, I'm somewhat critical of the governor when I think I need to be. But in this case, hey, he used the pressure he had. Let's see if he sells it out.
That's a good phrase to use for the next story and proving that corruption is not only located at the Capitol in Albany. Representative Aaron Schock, the Illinois congressman, has resigned amid allegations of misuse of funds, once thought to be on the fast track to House leadership. His spending practices stopped all that.
I have to say that this guy really is sort of kooky. He spent a ton of money redecorating his office with red walls and public media themes. It really was off the wall. So there are days you just put your hand over your whiskers and you say, what could these guys be thinking? Anthony Weiner sends sex messages. What could be on their minds? What could they be thinking?